Could you summarize what your take was on the EXACT trial?
Well, actually, the EXACT trial, when the results were presented, they really impressed us because we were going to expect equivalence between capecitabine and 5-fluorosil-leucovorin, obviously with a better safety profile, that it would be really very nice to see that. But what we really were shown is that there were some impressive, although not statistically significant according to some parameters, but really impressive advantage in the relapse-free survival and disease-free survival, especially in relapse-free survival. At the time that we had assumed that 4-FOS-4 was the gold standard and there was no way to continue with the Mayo Clinic schedule or the Roswell Park schedule, capecitabine alone appear, I would say, with a medium range between the old schedules with 5-fluorosil-leucovorin and the new one with oxaliplatin 5-fluorosil-leucovorin. So there is a matter of discussion, and really I think that we have an instrumental aid of having capecitabine as an alternative for some patients that really are reluctant to receive oxaliplatin due to the fear of polyneuropathy or even to the fear of receiving intravenous chemotherapy. So I think that this is good news. The only bad news from this study is that in this study, patients with high risk stage 2 were not included. So unfortunately, the regulatory approval that capecitabine will have at the end will be only for patients with stage 3. So in some countries, it might be some kind difficult to use capecitabine in the treatment, in the adjuvant treatment of patients with high risk stage 2.